Welcome to a Catalyst for Change podcast, where we are a catalyst to inspire compassion among people, promote collaboration with leaders, and build capacity for programming.
Hi, guys. How's everyone doing today? My name is Carolyn France, and I am the programming coordinator for Support After Abortion. I'm so excited to be here for our weekly Facebook Live event, and I have a very special guest who is one of my favorite people. This is my husband, Adam France.
Hello, everyone. How you doing?
Well, I am excited to get started here. We've talked and interviewed many people and talked about the healing journeys that they've been on. I've talked about mine. If you saw last week, they showed my video, one of our most viewed from our conference, and it was my video on the parent-child disconnect after an abortion. And so I have personally walked through an abortion decision and had an abortion about 10 plus years ago now. And so today we get to have a really interesting perspective of somebody, very obviously my husband, but from an outside perspective, from someone who has watched someone walk through that, what they've brought into a marriage, their healing journey. And so we'll just kind of start from the beginning here. So Adam, do you want to introduce yourself? Tell everybody a little bit about what you do. I know, but they don't.
Sure. So my name is Adam. I've been married to my wife now for 9 years.
Good job.
Almost. I've worked in the automobile industry now for my entire adult life, basically since I was 18. That's what I do. So outside of being a dad, I just work and try to spend as much time with family.
Yeah, we have three children. We have a son and two daughters, mm-hmm. a 9-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 2-year-old. So
yes,
we are busy. That's for sure.
And understatement of the year.
So anyhow, before we get, just to get started here, I guess when we first met, we were both kind of just, we met through a mutual friend. Mm-hmm. And it was about 2 years after my abortion. And I still hadn't really been sharing that. I hadn't told anybody. And so we entered into a relationship. And do you remember me telling you for the first time that I had an abortion?
I do, actually. I was driving back to the Chicagoland area. I was actually moving back from Pennsylvania. And we had met prior to me moving back. And she decided to call me. I remember I was driving through Rosemont in my 1986 Chrysler New Yorker. That's how I got her. That's how I won her over. she called me and told me. And just kind of ran through it. My response was, well, it is what it is. I love you either way. And
I was super scared.
She was very scared. Yes. She was very nervous.
But I knew that there was something different about this guy here. Definitely something that I knew he was going to be around for the long haul, even though I didn't know what God had in store for us, because what happened 8 months into our relationship?
We found out that we were expecting our son, Lars.
Our firstborn. Yep. And I remember I was terrified to tell you. I talk about this in my testimony when I found out I was pregnant due to my past experience of my abortion and telling my boyfriend at that time and his reaction. And I just remember telling you, aside from the fact you were having an allergic reaction when I told you that I was pregnant, we had been on a camping trip. It is. But anyhow, and I remember I was very emotional in telling you, and you looked at me and you said, it's going to be okay.
Yep. That's,
looks like we're having a baby.
Yeah, it looks like we're having a baby. She's like, what are we going to do? I'm like, oh, we're going to get married. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah. And I said no. But again, that's due to some other stuff in my past. Yeah. But when it comes to, that just shows right there. Like we talk about a lot on here, you know, people, when they tell their stories of not having support and not having someone to walk alongside them when an unexpected pregnancy happens. And so for me, I can tell you from having both someone who was not supportive and then also now someone who right away was just like, well, we're going to do this. And then I'm in here and with you. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, you know, unfortunately today, I don't feel like that happens a lot in these unexpected early relationships like we were in.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if you want to talk about that from a guy's perspective when an unexpected pregnancy happens or.
Yeah. So I think the biggest thing is just from talking to, other guy friends of mine and people from different backgrounds, you know, a lot of men think, well, as long as I say, you know, whatever you want to do, whatever your decision is, I'll be supportive. And on the surface, I apologize. On the surface, that may sound like a supportive thing to say, but in reality, it's kind of a way to take a step back and not take responsibility. So I think it's really, really important for men to step up to the plate, tell the woman that you're involved with that you're going to be a dad and you're going to be there for them. I mean, my reaction was, we're going to get married. And that wasn't the only reason I wanted to marry her. I love her, obviously. I mean, otherwise we won't be sitting here doing this together, right? But you know, just stepping up and being there and realizing that you do have a say, and that with some support and trying to think of a tactful way to say this, just, you know, don't be afraid of sharing how you feel, right? We have more say than what we realize. Not that we're in control of the situation, but we're definitely influencers. And I just feel like men today really tend to take a backseat in this type of decision making because they've been told that they don't have a say. And you do. It's important to be a strong man about it and be a supportive man to the woman that you love, and be there as a father. So that's my take on it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it is, it's just having that support and having that someone come alongside of you, and definitely the person that you've created this child with, just really changes the whole dynamic. Yeah. So thank you for that. Yeah.
And one other thing I will say, I know a lot of men who are in this position get scared and they start thinking, well, how am I going to support a baby? How am I going to take care of this woman that I'm involved with? And I'm going to tell you that it's not easy, but it's definitely doable. I did it. And I'm no smarter than the next guy, right? It's just a matter of having a little bit of grit and figuring it out and making the decision that you are going to do everything you can. So for any guy that's watching this, or any guy that does watch this, just realize that you have the ability to do what you need to do. It's okay to be nervous, but don't be scared, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, we actually have a couple questions. Those really good. So first of all, Jessica just said, do you think men take a backseat because they are told it's the woman's body and her choice?
Yes, I do believe women or men tend to take the backseat because they're told that. But my rebuttal to that would be that it is her body. And though on a legal sense, she has the choice, but sometimes they make decisions because they feel like there's a lack of support. And that's our job as men.
Yeah, and it's super great to have that strong person to rely on. I can speak from experience. So I kind of mentioned in the beginning, like my abortion experience, but also many, many other things that I have explored in my upbringing and our roots, like we have talked about plenty of times on here. We bring baggage into a marriage on both sides, right? And, you know, we definitely weren't together very long when we got married, and we were very young and we had a child right away. And so there were a lot of things that I think kind of distracted from just really getting to know each other on a deeper level and not having great communication. And so as I've been on this journey, I just want to hear from you on kind of, I hate saying the sidelines, but you are like my biggest cheerleader. So I guess that's kind of the same
literally
thing.
And figuratively.
Yeah, please, no skirt though, or anything like that.
No, just a big guy.
So anyhow, but from the outset, watching someone walk along, not through my first, obviously my abortion healing, but the other healing journey that I've been on, what has that been like for you? Because I know it hasn't always been easy, right?
Yeah. So I think there's been a lot of growth for both of us, quite honestly, in our ability to communicate. You know, they say opposites attract. Carolyn was the type that if she was upset about something, or there was something pressing on her emotionally or spiritually, she would recluse a little bit, right? She didn't want to have the conversation in that moment. Where I am the opposite. In fact, I could be so direct that it hurts sometimes. So over this time, Carolyn has learned how to communicate, and she has her own way of doing it. But It's certainly a much, in my opinion, a much better way, and it's much easier for me to understand what's going on. But at the same time, I've also learned that there's nicer ways to say things and communicate things. And it's really important to be honest and direct with each other, but delivering it in a way that's not hurtful is really important. Just as important as it is to deliver the message in and of itself and not just hold it back. So,
yeah. And yeah, we're definitely not perfect. We're still on this journey and we're going to continue to be on this journey. Mm-hmm. But one of the biggest things for me was when I went through my codependency group and realizing that I did not really know how to communicate properly. I wasn't taught growing up how to have a good conversation or even really what a good marriage looked like. Mm-hmm. Definitely not having a relationship with God. And I would say, you know, when we first started our relationship, neither one of us, I mean, you came from.
Yeah, I was raised in the church, but at the time that we met, I wasn't living as a Christian. I was doing things that I shouldn't be doing and living my life the way I wanted to in that moment. But I will say that having our son is definitely what got me back into the church. And it also helped that I had somebody that I wanted to grow with. So that was definitely a thing. So, yeah.
And so putting God first in our marriage has definitely been something that has been completely life changing, as it should be and yes, or is. And so that's been, you know, not just growing with each other, you know, on a communicative level or anything like that, but growing spiritually together has really been the key thing in our relationship and has helped us along this journey so far.
For sure.
And so, someone asked a question above, and I'm interested. It said, along the lines of, why am I drawing a blank? How has it been with my transparency? So putting out my video, I do have a video that I did my first testimony. I've also spoken at our church before and also done some conferences and spoken kind of on a platform and on Facebook about my experience, my abortion experience. How is my transparency? How did you handle that? What was that like?
So, I'm not the most emotional person in the world. So in regards to Carolyn's journey in the beginning, before she went public with it, I just saw it as something in the rearview mirror and I didn't really link much to it. But when she released that video, it really moved me to understand what all she had gone through and what she was dealing with. So initially, when I knew the video was coming out, for me, I didn't see a big deal in it. And then it came out and it really opened my eyes. So in regards to her transparency, I think she's killing it. I'm cool with it. We received more positive from it than negative, that's for sure. I think she's changing lives with the things she's sharing and helping people. But yeah, the transparency didn't bother me. Initially, I didn't see a big deal in it for whatever reason. I guess I just didn't think real deep about it. But now I see it as something that's important and fully supportive of her doing it at this point. So.
Yeah, because I mean, I remember when it wasn't so, I don't even think it's so much. I think one of our more difficult things that we navigated was before I started working for Support After Abortion, or even before I came here, I was at a pregnancy center. I'd been a mm-hmm. stay-at-home mom.
Yes.
And so God lit this fire underneath me to start sharing my story and helping yes. other people. And we're just being real here. Like, we're just very just honest people. And so when I started my career and living out my purpose, for, you know, what God has called me to, it was a difficult transition, right? Coming from stay at home for 8 years to then me going to work.
Yes.
And so if you want to talk about that a
little bit. Yeah. So, when she started working, at first I thought it was going to be easy peasy. I have a very demanding career. I have over 100 accounts that I manage all across the country. So, for me, when she first started working, it was a very hard adjustment because I would, you know, between schedules and everything, it was just tough. And I probably wasn't as supportive as I could have been in the beginning in regards to career, but in regards to sharing, I was all about. But over time, I've made the adjustment. And I have to say that the joy that my wife finds in helping people is very fulfilling for me to watch. So definitely a better place for me now. So.
Yeah. Well, we have another question here. Mm-hmm. Do you think her video helped to humanize abortion for you? Could you place yourself in her shoes?
So humanize abortion. Mm-hmm. I don't really know how to interpret that, but could I place myself in her shoes in the moment that she made the decision? I guess in her position that she was in, I understand how that seemed like a good decision at the time, especially considering the world that we live in. You know, it's just a blob of cells is what we're told, right? There's no aftermath, so to speak. But I myself have always personally been pro-life. Mm-hmm. So I don't believe that it would have been a decision that I would have ever made, but I was never in that position, so I can't say for sure. But I certainly understand why she thought at the time it was a good decision. And in the end, God uses it, right? It's as hard as it has been for her and even for me to grow through with her. God's using it in a really powerful way. So I'm not gonna say it's a good decision that she made, obviously, but God certainly has a way of using it for some really awesome things.
Yeah, and you know, that's just the whole, when I say like we bring stuff into the marriage, and we talked about that a little bit, you know, I was a very angry person. Mm-hmm. And we always say that abortion affects more than just the person that makes that decision. And that even includes relationships after the abortion, like not just the relationship within the boyfriend I had at the time, but I brought that anger and that resentment and that mm-hmm. guilt and that shame into my marriage. And like, even with parenting our children, I talk about that in my video, about the disconnect, you know, and I remember when I made my first, testimony video that, the first time he watched it, I talk in there about how, when my son was born, I really had a hard time, because I was really faced with my decision from, you know, 3 years ago for my abortion. And he never even knew that, because I got, you know, I was able to put on my fake face and just power through, you know, how we just cope. And that's how I coped, was shoving stuff down. And so when I remember when that video came out and he saw that, he even said, you know, not only did he get emotional watching it, but that he looked at me and said, I never even knew you felt that way. And so being able to see not just, you know, the change within our relationship, but even the change with our children.
Yeah, for sure.
And parenting that way.
For sure.
Yeah.
Clarification.
The clarification. Thank you for that. Abortion became real and personal to you. Yes.
Like, yeah, it definitely did. Especially when, like she said, when that first video came out and I really listened to her testimony. I mean, I knew the story, obviously, but to hear the things that she was struggling with, it definitely made a big deal or a big change in how I looked at it. So,
yeah. And that's just it, because even though we have, you know, I always thought we had this really good, strong relationship, mm-hmm. and I'm not saying we didn't, mm-hmm. But we weren't doing a lot of things properly.
Yeah. It's light years better now.
Yeah. We still have bad days, but, I didn't know how to express, I couldn't express it even just for myself, let alone express it to you, how I was feeling or what I was going through. And I was like, well, he'll never understand, how is he going to even, you know, look at me the same way? Or is he going to judge me? Definitely because of your upbringing. And I came from no godly background, didn't grow up that way. Mm-hmm. And so I always had this skewed idea of exactly what, you know, I guess a relationship with God is. I didn't even know what that meant. Yeah. And so I was scared that there was going to always be this like backlash of, well, you made that decision, now you have to deal with it. And that we are just here to tell you that that's not the case, yeah. That we have people that want to help you. If anything we've talked about on our lives so far has hit anybody or triggered anything for you or anything like that, we do have a hope line available. We'll put it in the chat box, but the number is 844-289-HOPE, which 4673. Mm-hmm. And we have we have people on the line ready to help you sort through any emotions or anything you're feeling, because there is freedom from this, and it can, your relationship can be strengthened with all of those around you, not even just those that are the closest, like your spouse. So,
yeah, sure.
But yeah, I'm just going to check here and make sure we don't have any more questions, because things are coming on here. Oh, thanks, guys. Everyone says we look great. That's wonderful. Thanks, Janine. Like, so good. Well, you're a little nervous.
I see Karen in the chat. Karen's my bestie.
Yeah.
That's one. I got to just throw this out there. So prior to COVID, I did a lot of travel for work. So I'm a bit of a foodie. So when Karen and I get together, I've been given the position of chief executive dining officer for support after abortion. So I choose the restaurants.
Yeah.
Karen, and that's, Karen and I love hanging out and getting some food together.
Yeah,
so I love you, Karen.
Yeah, exactly. You haven't, you know, we're like a family here. And
yep.
So it's been really cool. That's one thing that I love about not just my job that I get to do every day, with our clients and volunteers and things like that. But, you know, I've actually got to bring you along with on some, it was a conference that we went to in Washington, D.C. We've gotten to really watching you get involved in my work in the way of just supporting me and being there for me has just been an amazing part of our relationship building. And so that's been really, really cool to bring you along. And I thank you for putting up with me.
I thank you for letting me put up with you, because it's been good.
Yeah, it's been good.
It's been hard sometimes, but it's good.
Yes. But so we are just again, if you guys have any questions, anything you want to ask, is there anything you left out, anything you would like to talk about that maybe we didn't, that you've noticed or seen or that's really impacted you?
I think just seeing some of, or really meeting some of the people that, my wife has been involved with, whether it's Karen or, seeing the work that Lisa does, or meeting the few people in the different pregnancy centers that she's worked with. Horrible with names. We spent some time at a pregnancy center in Washington, D.C., where I got to see what these different organizations are doing to help. And I think that's been really impactful for me, and kind of brought a different perspective on what being pro-life means to me. So definitely.
Yeah. And that's been a big part of my journey is kind of shifting, you know, we talk all the time about shifting the paradigm and trying to, you know, like someone mentioned, humanizing abortion and making, you know, talking about it and knowing that there are other people out there that have been through a similar experience as you. And even those on the sidelines, you know, like I like to say this guy, that they are walking alongside you as well. And you don't see the impact that you're having on those around you. So not even just helping yourself, because of course that's super important and building your relationship with God and working through those things, but also the relationships outside of that and yourself. Sure. Oh, we have a question.
We got two questions. How was it for you when Carolyn couldn't hold Lars when he was born? So in that moment that it happened, I didn't understand why it was. I thought she was just like freaked out that she just had a kid, because it was her first, right? So in the moment, I didn't think of a big deal of it. I just wanted to give her the baby first, because I thought she should hold the baby first. And that was not what was going through her mind. Fast forward, however many years later it was when that video came out, and I saw or heard why she didn't want to hold the baby. That really kind of broke my heart a bit. But obviously she's worked through it, and she's pretty awesome. So...
This guy's pretty awesome.
You're trying.
Uh-huh. How do you see husbands getting involved more? That's a good question.
So I guess that really depends at like in what point of this process or what you all are doing. But I think husbands, and it really is going to vary on family dynamics, I suppose, not to be an over analytical nerd. I would say that... I think husbands just being supportive of their wives in seeking healing and participating in it where they can, and being understanding is a big piece of it. I'm not always good at being understanding myself. So sometimes I just think it should be a certain way. But getting past that, and I just think that for any man, whether it's a husband or boyfriend or fiance, as long as you have made the conscious decision to step up and do what you're supposed to do as a man and being supportive and provide to the best of your ability and protect the woman that you love and the kids that you have, I think that's the best way that a man can be supportive.
Yeah, because we're a team.
Yes, 100%.
You got to stay a team.
100%.
Sure. Yeah. I know your oldest is still young, but have you shared about your abortion experience? Has it impacted them? Do you think it will in the future? So this is a really good question. And yes, my kids are young, but I would say, how was it? 2 Christmases ago, you got me, I have my children's birthstones on a ring and their names. And I had just, it was like two years ago because I had just gotten done. I had just gone through healing or had finally gone through healing for my abortion. And so I wanted to honor that child. And he heard me when I said that. And so he actually got me my ring and it has all 4 of my children. So my 3 earth side and my heavenly child on it. And my oldest went with him. And so obviously there was some confusion as to who this other person was on my ring. And so I haven't shared with my children yet that I had an abortion, but I did talk to my son about how I have a child and she's with Jesus in heaven and how he, and so of course, you know, he asked, so I have a sibling and I said, yes. And cause during my, when I went through my group on my, when we had our memorial at the end, God has revealed to me that it was a girl. And so I told him and told him her name. So Chloe. And so my kids definitely, and so my daughter heard, but she was still pretty young. So I haven't had the conversation that he didn't ask how she, or well, did he? No, he did ask how.
I think he did. And I think we were pretty vague in how it happened. I can't remember the conversation exactly, to be honest.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
I think it's important to be honest with the kids about things, but using some wisdom in regards to getting into all the details with them based on their age. Yeah, mm-hmm. Some discernment on that is important. I mean, my son is 9, right? And yeah. I don't even think, and I could be out in left field, I don't even think he knows what abortion is. He may, but, you know, I just don't think that he's mature enough yet to really
emotionally
to really understand.
But he does know that I have another mm-hmm. child and that she is in heaven with Jesus. And really, from what I remember, that's all he really needed. Like mm-hmm. he didn't, you know, he's young enough that he didn't need anything else other than that. Obviously he was upset, but he said, well, I'll get to meet her someday too. And so we all have that hope. And so he knows that. And really when he's ready or if he starts to question things, then we'll have that conversation. But yeah, that's a tough one. And I know that's tough for a lot of people to have those conversations. And mm-hmm. so when God reveals the timing for that and his maturity, then we'll have that
conversation. I think eventually he'll definitely know. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of waiting until mm-hmm. he's ready.
Yeah. So that's good.
That is so beautiful. Awesome. Mm-hmm.
So I think that's it. I hope I didn't miss any questions or if there's anything I didn't see in there. This again is my first Facebook Live
on my own.
Yours too. Oh, yeah, there you go. We're just in this together. We just get to have a good time. But no, with
support,
it does. and so again, though, if you have any other questions, please we'll try to answer them. And I would say one thing that I forgot to mention is you have also been not just me healing. Mm-hmm. That's been something you've seen and then has inspired you, but mm-hmm. You've done your own too, maybe not so much with through support after mm-hmm. abortion, but with our church mm-hmm. and you've kind of been through some groups with the men's groups at church and things like that.
For sure. So, well, I would say this to any man that does watch this, and I don't know how big your male audience is, but I hope a lot of men see this. Yeah. It is important to surround yourself with other strong, godly men. Bible says iron sharpens iron, right? So I've attended a few different men's groups at my church. Work allowing it, right? My work schedule can be a bit hectic. So sometimes I don't always get to attend, but when I can, I do. And I will also say, you know, I went through a freedom conference at my church and I got a lot out of it. So I haven't gone through any support after abortion type of healing, but I've gone through my own personal journey. And I think it's really important for men to kind of step up to the plate to take care of themselves too, spiritually and emotionally, so that you could be a better husband, boyfriend, or fiance to your wife or wife-to-be.
Yeah, because we all have trauma. We all have things in our past that we have to work through. And
I wasn't baggage-free, I assure you.
No, I thought you were perfect.
Well, I didn't want to come out and say it, but since you mentioned it, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's very good. But no, in the end, it is. It's just continuing to work on ourselves because we want to give, you know, God wants the best version of us, and not just for his, but to then, you know, bring more people into his kingdom and sharing our stories and our testimonies and our pains and our hurts and our darknesses that he's helped us pull out of is really impactful. And so we just want you to know that we're here for you to help you. And again, our hope line will be in the chat box. If anyone, you know, is struggling or if anything hit home, please reach out. We have people to help you. And who knows, maybe we'll have this guy on again. And I mean, I kind of like him. He's okay. I'll keep him around, I guess.
I'll bring food suggestions to pass along to Karen via the Facebook Live so we can plan our next dinner date.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They maybe they'll let me come along. So we'll see.
Depends.
Best buds. But anyway, thanks, guys. It's been wonderful. And we'll see you again in a few weeks.
Yep. Thanks.
Thank you for joining us today. If you or someone you know has been impacted by abortion, you are not alone. Contact us today at supportafterabortion.com. If you were inspired by today's message, we welcome you to join the conversation by following us on Facebook or Instagram.